Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media CDI. Today's guest will be Jen Cotillo of Be Balanced. Today's show is brought to you by Social Joey and Better. One quick note before we get going on the Marketing Innovation Technology Conference. Be sure to hold the date on your calendar, October 28th, 29th, and 30th. It's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona this year. Registration starts soon. MidCon 2020, we will see you there. Again, details and registration coming soon at franchise.org. Okay, today's franchise spotlight is on Jen Cotillo, the Director of Operations at Be Balanced Hormone Weight Loss Centers. Hey, Jen.
Hello, Jack.
Nice to have you here. And also joining us today as my sidekick, co-host, and wingman, it's Angela Cote, the Franchise Growth Catalyst. Hey, Angela.
Howdy, Jack.
Now, I want to thank you for introducing me to Jen online and in person. And you said she had a great story to tell. And I wanted you to kind of give us a little background on why we thought she had some stuff we really wanted to dig into today.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, you know that I only work with awesome people, right?
Right.
Okay. So just got to make sure. So, and all kidding aside, I really do. I really am super, super blessed. The people that I'm working with are all amazing. And so Jen is one of them. And so we started working together just over maybe a year ago. Oh yeah, I guess a year and a couple months ago. And when we first met, I was like, oh, cool. Okay. Hormone weight loss program. All right. That seems like it makes sense. And I liked Jen and I liked everybody I met from Be Balanced Hormone Weight Loss Centers. And the more we've gotten to know each other, the more I've been so impressed with the program and the results and the number of people that are being impacted by this amazing program that's non-medical. And I'll let Jen talk more about it in a minute here, but it truly is innovative. And I just get really excited when I know companies and people that are doing things that are innovative like this. And so not only is the program innovative, but you know, we've got a great tip, or I guess insight to share that Jen is going to talk about when it comes to successful franchisees that I think isn't talked about enough. So I thought it'd be really cool to have her talk about that today, a little later on in the podcast. So there we go. I think Jen has a great story to tell. That's why I thought we should bring her on.
Awesome. Jen, tell us a little bit about your backstory. How did you get into this whole crazy world of franchising?
Yes. Okay. Well, I first love it, and it's not at all what I thought it was going to be. So I was minding my own business. I owned a logistics and transportation company, and my sister-in-law, now sister-in-law, not at the time, she had developed this program for women through her own experience in working in the health and wellness industry and kind of giving the traditional advice that everyone should follow, you know, move more, eat less, that kind of stuff. And finding that for her clients, it wasn't really working that well. And, or for even herself, as she had her own struggles within maintaining a healthy weight and even some seemingly hormonally connected symptoms that she was having. So she developed this program that works really, really well for, well, everyone, but especially women that are 35 and over who struggle to lose weight through those things that the conventional wisdom would tell us would work for everyone. So she ended up starting her own business and was running it for about 5 years locally here when her brother, my husband, came to her and said, you know what, this is something we need to scale this, grow it, looked into franchising. Mm-hmm. And so he then bought the rights to her program. And then we started using the franchise model to grow it. So that's kind of how we got into it, not really knowing much about franchising, except for, you know, what we could pick up and learn along the way while we were already running.
I think that's something we hear a lot on this show when we're talking to people who are running franchise brands is, you know, not everyone started their career saying, you know what, I want to be in franchising. Right. You know, I have this desire to get into this industry. Now, it just seems like there are so many people who sort of find their way in. And like you were saying about your husband, looking at a really good opportunity and a really good program and saying, how can we scale this out? Well, we probably can't, as, you know, two or three people. But if we start franchising the business, we can scale this out across the country and across the globe. So I also find it's interesting that this started with your sister-in-law and your husband. And Angela, I know this has been, franchising been a family business for you for your entire life. And that's really what I wanted to get into today. Jen, you talked when we were speaking a couple of weeks ago about sort of a single attribute, or maybe it's a trait of great franchisees that you've noticed that I think we all could agree on, but I think you're really the first person that's pointed this out to me, at least in a long time. Tell me about that.
Okay. Well, it's kind of funny. So we've been doing this business here for, I guess we opened our first franchise location 5 years ago. So obviously there was prep getting into it before then, but so it's been about 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I think a few weeks ago, my husband and I were out to dinner with some excellent franchise candidates, like really good, like the kind that anybody would fall all over to get into their system. So, but they're just so much fun. So she asked us, our second dinner together, hey, what makes a successful Be Balanced franchisee? And I started to go and like make a sound. And David did at the same time, my husband. And he's silly and just goes, oh, I bet Jen and I were going to say the same thing. For he was comp. He's like, you know, we're soulmates. We say everything the same all the time. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know that we're going to. He's but like, all right, okay.
But it was both the letter, starting with the letter F, right? Just yeah. To clarify, like it was, you're both about to say something with the F word.
An F word. Exactly. She was so sure. So I said, all right. She goes, okay, 1, 2, 3. And he said, follow the system. And I said, family support. And that's what was so funny, because I had been talking to him over the years about noticing our most successful franchisees, and they all had someone in their family, be it a spouse or, you know, in some cases even a brother, a family member that acts as almost a partner or an encourager. Is just that's one person who is with them all the time. And I, you know, we had just noticed those that are struggling, those that end up not having maybe the best, they're not as easy to handle the change, or all these other little things that we hear that are attributes of maybe franchisees that would struggle on the way. They also are missing that one piece. And so it's something that I always talked about and noticed with our franchisees. And I thought it was only us. And I thought, well, maybe this is only our franchise, because we have the majority of our franchisees are actually women. And we're super excited to be in this space where it's just women in franchising is growing insane right now. But for us to have, I mean, I don't know, 90% of our franchisees be women.
Wow.
Is kind of unheard of in franchising. We had gotten all this advice from people early on. Oh, you better appeal to men. You better appeal to men. I'm like, I don't know. You know, we both really fought that, you know, I really think that we should stick with women. I mean, and we did, but so I had thought that was what it was. But then when I was at a class, at a CFE class for franchising, they had brought up this study that was done where 2,400 completed franchisee surveys and a similar amount of franchisor performance ratings on these people assigned, you know, took a successful performance and paired it with attributes and factors of that franchisees brought to the table. And it's like not even close as far as the number one. It's there on both ends. The family and social support is the number one important attribute for performance, even according to the survey. And so what was noticed in our brand apparently is not just our brand.
This is so awesome. And I have to say, I'm always learning, as we all are. And I had never heard this put so bluntly, so intentionally. You know, I've got my DNA of a franchisee, and I've had to modify that now to include family support. Now, Jen, do you think the reason is it? So obviously, I mean, you alluded to the fact that they may have, it's like encouragement. Would it also have anything to do with, you know, they maybe are picking up some of the gaps? I know with your franchisees, there's definitely some there that have their husbands helping with maybe the financial side of the business or something. Do you think that has something to do with it? Or is it really more about the emotional support?
So, okay, here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, best guess.
I think women are every bit as capable of doing the understanding finances and doing the business related things that we think, oh, they're just women and they need a man to do it for them. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. For sure, I can tell you of the people that I've encountered, there is zero difference. And in many cases, the women are way sharper than the men ever.
Sorry, Jack.
I'm being nice and quiet here because I'm just agreeing with everything I hear.
I actually get like bristly when I even think that, oh, well, they just need a man to help. No way. These women are 100% as capable. Do they always have the confidence level because they've always been told that men are the ones to deal with the finances? Or men? Maybe, but as far as genuine actual ability, I don't think there is a correlation at all. It's not, oh, I'm good at math. Just no, you don't have to be good at math to be looking at your numbers and know what you need to do. It's just a matter of taking on that responsibility. So I don't know that it's that, but what I will say, I think as women built within us, we do have and my husband would laugh if he heard me say this, and I actually said it one time and he did laugh. I think women are conservative financially in nature, and they're more conservative, and maybe they're more likely to question, I don't know, should I spend this money on marketing? Should I invest this? Oh, I don't know how it's going to do. What if I don't do as well? Should I have an event in my center? Well, what if not a lot of people come and then I feel stupid? Should I go out there and like really engage in this networking group or maybe start something if there isn't something already? Like, I think we're more willing. We like question ourselves more, and men, I don't think they do that as much. And they, and now granted, they are able to encourage their women more and say, no, yes, you can do this. And of course you shouldn't do it. And now let me say additionally, it's not just men. We have same-sex partners in our franchise space too. So women, you know, supporting other women, where we have seen the exact same dynamic at play, that it's not necessarily that their spouse is of the opposite gender. And we've seen the exact same support factor absolutely take hold.
And I see it too with a lot of franchisees, that it isn't even a male female component. Like you said, sometimes it's siblings. It could be sisters or a brother and sister. And I think I'm going to actually broaden this out a little bit and say, maybe it isn't even a male female thing. I think it's having a trusted partner. And you know, who do you trust more than your spouse or your significant other or your sibling perhaps? And maybe sometimes it's, you know, your best friend. You know, you joke about having your work husband or work wife, right? And I think a lot of business partnerships look like that as well. I see it myself as not so much a family relationship thing, but just having that really trusted person who's, you know, and who do you trust more than a family member? And it's because we're in this crazy space, and your franchisees are in a very I won't say crazy, but a very
vulnerable.
Busy, vulnerable, perfect, exactly. And also time consuming, right? We're not talking about people who have 9-to-5 jobs. We're talking about people who, especially when they're starting out, they might be working 90 hours a week. And if you don't have that significant other or that business partner or somebody else who can pick up the slack and really support you, that's like, wow, you're going to have some tough times if you're totally in this by yourself. So maybe it's less about the blood, but it's really more about having that really valuable family member.
So, yeah. No, Jack, I totally agree. And so it was funny. I was one of our team members here at the home office was asking what we were going to be talking about. And I was telling her a little bit. And so she and I were kind of going through and thinking about our various franchisees. And she's like, well, there's this one. And she pointed out this one franchisee that we have that is single. And we both said, yeah, I guess she is a little bit of an outlier just because she has all of these character traits that make her also successful. And Jack, when you just said what you said about having that trusted person, well, she has her best friend since forever. They've mm-hmm. been best friends for like 40 years mm-hmm. Working with her. Yeah. And so it's the same thing. It's just that connection to having that other person that knows them really well. And I think maybe gives them that confidence that they can do it. I don't know. I don't know the data around it, but it sure seems like it.
So using this going forward, when you're talking to candidates or, you know, you talk to a lot of other brands in franchising, and I'm sure they're all picking your brain, trying to get good advice. And Angela, I know they are with you as well. Is this something that you can confidently, you know, kind of point to and say, you know, make sure you have somebody, even if it isn't a close family member, somebody in your corner to really kind of support you in business and in life. Does that get tough to do?
Well, okay. I would say more, it's something where I don't do franchise development. I work with people as they've already joined the brand. The other side of our business does development. So, but I will say they come to us for discovery day. And if I see someone there and they either, it's cool if they're by themselves, but at the same time, if I see that they're by themselves and I don't know, I just ask the question, because I think it's valuable to know, hey, so tell me, what does your family think about it? Mm-hmm. You know, I want to know that they're on the same page. Are they supporting, you know, and people always say, oh, never do business with family. I mean, how many times have we heard that over and over again? But like, you're always in business with family. If you're in business and you have a family, you're in business with family.
Right, right. And when you bring your paycheck home, guess who takes most of it? Your family.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And if family were so, like, that's not a big deal, then why do so many franchises fail when divorce happens?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Such a great
point. You know, I mean, it's you may not think that you have a husband-wife team in business together, and then think about that until a divorce comes around, then let's see if they really had a team or not. Like, yeah, guess what, you've got a package deal there.
Right, you just, and even on the Fran Dev side, if you were talking to a candidate, whether it's a man or a woman, and that person is married, and you know nothing about that spouse, and that spouse is maybe not even in on any of the discussions, that's a red flag for me that, wait a minute, that somebody back home is going to say no, right? So
I was just going to say that's one of the, you know, the golden rules in franchise development is to bring the spouse in by, you know, anybody that's going to be affected or stakeholders, spouse, partner, anything, early in the process by like the second call, because you don't want to take them all the way through the process and find out they didn't have that support.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you, right? Like, it's really important. And, you know, it's funny because I was just reflecting on my situation when I decided I'd changed course for myself back in the late 90s when I decided to bring the franchise business to Vancouver Island that my family had founded. I, you know, my husband was, he had his thing going on, and I was like, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a multi-unit franchisee. I'm going to build a team and all this. And when we opened, we were so busy, which I know, like, because we were at the 300th store in the chain, you know, people knew the brand.
Yeah.
And I was like, Sean, you're going to have to help me here. So the next thing you know, I've got him going through the corporate training, and like, he ended up being actually really, really good at running the stores, really good with leading our team. And next thing you know, I was completely out and he was running it. So I would agree. It's important to have both parties really, you know, buying in and being involved.
Excellent.
Yeah. And if they're not, and that's it, not that it's okay, people can be successful, but I would just really encourage them to, at that point in time, hey, can, you know, we're at the home office team is not going to be able to meet all of those encouragement needs just due to the complexity of that relationship. It's probably not going to happen. So it might be a good idea for them to hire a business coach or someone who can be that support person to them. And definitely hooking up with, you know, mentor relationships within that franchise network of people that have done, you know, have done well, and just make sure that they do have that support, even if they don't currently bring it to the table. It's not like there's a no-go, but being aware of that as a factor and going, how can we look to compensate or, you know, for this thing that could leave you a little bit less supported than what, you know, ideally you should be.
Jen, thanks so much for joining us today on Social Geek Radio. If our listeners have any questions for you, where can they reach out with some contact information?
Well, if they're curious about the retail business and how, you know, balancing their hormones naturally could help them lose weight, I would check out our website at bebalancecenters.com, where they can do a free hormone assessment and see some of the factors that might be impacting their struggles. But if there's a question about anything, franchise development or anything that we had to say, you can just find me on LinkedIn. Jennifer Sarugi Cotillo.
Awesome. And Angela, I know we're going to see you on LinkedIn all over the place with your Go Be Awesome videos. Where yeah. else can we reach you for some more questions?
Yeah, angelacote.com website, C-O-T-E.
Awesome. Thanks both of you for joining me today. And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.